two, three, four, five. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, test out. I'm Paul Olive Dolan, a member of the Outrigger Canoe Club Historical Committee. For some time, the committee has been conducting oral interviews of prominent members of our club. Today is my pleasure to interview Charles Oscar Swanson, past president and longtime member of the Outrigger Canoe Club. We're at the club's boardroom on a beautiful Hawaiian day. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Well, let's see. How did you get introduced to the club?
As a guest when I was on active duty at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard.
Who was the member that brought you in? Remember?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Wow! Who do you remember bringing you in after that?
Oh, Bobby Evans.
Oh, yeah. I know Bob. Okay.
I really can't recall who brought us in then.
Now, you were still in the Navy when you joined?
No, I had retired from the Navy.
You had retired. Okay. Do you remember when you joined?
I do not. A couple of years after I got out of the Navy.
Yeah, a couple of years.
It was not proper for naval officers to take part in such activities when they worked for Admiral Rickover.
Oh, boy, you poor banana. Oh, that's rough. Okay, let's see. I think you joined, as soon as I do a little thing here, you joined June 17th, 1976. By golly, that's pretty good.
That would make sense.
Yeah. What attracted you to the club?
Well, the fact that it was a good athletic club. A lot of people whom we knew did belong. It had a very fine location. The food was good. And we felt that we'd like to be a part of it. I understood that there was some participation in the board and committee members. And it looked like a very worthwhile endeavor.
What sports did you enjoy in the club?
Well, I played tennis occasionally, and that's about it.
Yeah, the club didn't have a tennis game, did they?
Just a group that
played. Yeah, Peter Balling and those guys.
They're better than I, but yes.
Yeah. Okay, how did you, when did you first get mixed up in committees?
Well, I don't really remember, but I think I worked on committees for as much as 6 to 10 years.
Speak louder. Yeah.
I think I worked in committees from 6 to 10 years and went on the board for 5, was president the last year.
Okay. Do you know what committees you were on?
Building and grounds, primarily.
Okay. Well, I have it here that in 1983 you were chairman of Building and Grounds Committee. In 1987, you were chair of House Committee.
Yes, I do.
And then 1988, you were chair of the Building and Grounds again.
Couldn't keep a job.
Were there any interesting achievements while you were chairman of any one of the committees?
Well, we changed the appearance of the main dining room, put in the COA. We put in the concrete launch ramp, which used to be just sand.
Yeah.
And those were the primary ones. Of course, in those days, we were worried about what was going to happen when the lease had to be renewed.
We're still worried about it.
Yeah.
Gee, we got 48 and three-quarter more years to go. That's what scares the hell out of me. Of course, we're not going to be around when they have to move.
I don't think I'm going to have to
worry about
that.
And you know what? I don't care. Now, somehow you got mixed up with a board. And I know you can't recite dates because it's difficult. In fact, we have a disclaimer in the beginning of our oral histories that these are hearsays and they may be wrong.
Amen.
Well, I make sure they're not wrong. I'll just recite some of the stuff that you've done. Let's see. 1990, you were director, and you were coordinating director for Buildings and Grounds. 1991, you were again a director, and you were athletic coordinating director. That's a big, big committee, boy. That's a lot of activity there.
And good help.
Yeah. 1992, you were VP of Operations. 1993, you were El Presidente. And 1994, you became treasurer. And, of course, finance coordinating director. In your presidency, do you remember some of the good fun times that you had, some of the good fun achievements?
Well, the best thing about it was the board I worked with.
Yeah.
We, I think, faced problems squarely. And I don't remember what the issues were, but they weren't so demanding that I felt any pangs of conscience for not having done the proper thing for the club. It was a wonderful experience working with the group of very fine club members.
Yeah. What do you like especially about the club now? Since you've had more than 10 years away from being president.
There are a lot of younger people in the club these days, which I think is very good for the whole organization.
Yeah.
And they appear to be participating in the management of the committees and the board. And I think this is very healthy.
I'll tell you, and we sure got beautiful resources when it comes to competition. Volleyball, canoodling, canoe racing. My day, it was very political, but I understand it's still political on what cruise that you went on. I was very fortunate. I'm not going to put this in. I'm very fortunate. I was in... I find that the present club is very family-oriented, and it behooves the management and the leadership of the club to keep it that way. Okay. Let's talk about your service time a little bit. You went to the academy.
1945.
Graduated in 45.
Graduated in 49. I went in 45, just before the end of World War II.
Okay.
Long enough to get the American Theater Medal and the World War II Victory Medal.
Okay.
I was alive.
Yeah, son of a gun. Are you listed in the World War II Memorial?
I doubt it.
You should.
Not necessary.
I got my dad and my four brothers all listed.
That's right.
My dad worked at Pearl, and hell, he was called out to serve his own. Anyway, after the academy, you went to...
About 11 months after I left the academy, I went to MIT for 3 years, studied naval architecture and marine engineering. Was graduated there in 1953, proceeded from there to submarine school. After I left submarine school, I was assigned to USS Croker and stayed on board until I was qualified as a submariner. She was, of course, an old diesel-electric boat, which has been modified for a sonar platform. And when I left her, I was sent to Portsmouth Naval Shipyard and changed my designator from 1100, which is unrestricted line, to 1400, which is engineering duty.
Wow, you really got restricted. Did you have any more service time on boats?
A lot of time doing research projects, checking out the prototypes after we had done the basic research in analog model studies. We'd then go to sea and see how good we had calculated things, such things as stability and control, and various control factors.
So you weren't part of ship's company. You were strictly...
I was strictly a specialist.
Yeah, okay. And that remained that way until you retired?
Exactly.
Whoa. Some of your duty stations.
Well, David Taylor Model Basin, where I engaged in hydrodynamic research. And
whereabouts?
In Carter Rock, Maryland, just outside of Washington. I moved from there down to the old Bureau of Ships, where I had the submarine type desk for about 7 submarines.
Pentagon?
No, this was old Bureau of Ships, 17th and Constitution. It's long gone. And I had the project desk for several new submarines, the Tullamy, the Triton, the Jack, I guess, Greenback, Growler, and Albacore, the Navy's hydrodynamic research platform.
Do you remember the hull number of the Croaker?
246.
Good for you. Old diesel boat, too.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. I understand they're critical now with the sonar. Can't find a damn diesel boat.
They're hard.
I hope they corrected them. So you went right up the ladder, and you retired when?
I retired in 1975, about July. It was almost 30 years to the day that I entered. And I retired. I was at Sinkpack Fleet. I'd been there for 9 months after having been... finished my tour as commander for Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard. I had about 9 months to go, and they put me up on the fleet.
Wow.
For that 2 months.
What was your most valued decoration?
Well, I got a Navy Commendation Medal.
Is that the most
valued? For work at the Electric Boat Company.
Uh-huh. That was earlier in your career, too.
In the late 60s.
Late 60s. Uh-huh. After you retired, what was your first civilian job?
Well, I worked for Governor Ariosi as the Deputy Director of Transportation.
Deputy Director?
Two years as Deputy for Planning and the last 2 years as Deputy for Harbor.
Okay.
I was under Alvy Wright.
Yeah.
For 2 years. And the next 2 years was Rick Higashioka.
Say that one again.
Ryokichi Higashioka.
Okay, I got that one. Son of a gun. Well, I'll tell you, those top jobs roll around like pinballs, you know?
Yes, they do.
They're so political. Just recently with... Onward! Next civilian jobs that you had.
Well, I got tired of politics and... interviewed with a couple of Dillingham companies, the Maritime Company, and, well, I interviewed there, and they accepted me. I went...
Louder.
I was accepted as the boss at Dillingham Shipyard. But a very fine Coast Guard officer came in, and I thought he was better for the job than I.
Who was that?
Ed Parker. One of the best engineers I ever ran against.
Uh-huh.
And they moved me up to corporate headquarters in marketing for a while, and then I became the CEO and president of Young Brothers and Hawaiian Tug and Bar.
Son of a gun. That was what year?
Oh, heavens. I don't believe
it. Oh, come on. We'll get back to it later.
Okay.
After that...
Well, I stayed in that job for about 14 years, excuse me.
Wow.
I worked first for Dillingham. They sold out to Hawaiian Electric Industries. I was retained on. And when I hit the age of 65, I retired.
Super. And that was what year?
65 and 27, whatever that adds up to.
Ah, you're right on.
Okay. After that, I didn't do anything that made any money for 2 years, but Mayor Harris needed somebody to fill in the Department of Transportation Services. for the short term when he had taken over from Fosse. And you couldn't get anybody who wanted less than a 4-year job. Yeah. So I took that job for 2 years. And when I finished that job, I retired for good.
Wow.
At least I didn't.
For good, huh?
Let's just say I took a job that didn't make any money.
That's super. Nowadays, in your athletic prowess, what do you mainly do now?
I play tennis 3 days a week and do a little exercise in between.
No golf?
No golf.
Oh, boy.
Well, I went to work for Sub Pac in 1962. And I thought
as a civilian?
No.
No.
I guess I was a lieutenant commander at the time. And the brochure they sent out said that they had rope yarn Sunday. And Wednesday afternoon off and Saturday afternoon off. So it looked like I'd have plenty of time to play golf. My wife bought me a nice set of clubs. So we worked 7 days a week. So I took up tennis in order to get some exercise.
Isn't that great? Whew! Boy. You worked 7 days a week. Was that because of what was going on? Vietnam?
No, that was because of the Cuban Missile Crisis. That era.
Right, that was in the 60s.
They were busy. And good we were boy. Setting up the Polaris operation in Guam.
Yeah. Your wife.
Best name. Thing that ever happened to me.
Her full name.
Ann with an E. Beverly with an E. Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, Swanson.
She had a career quite of her own, too, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She was a model when I met her when she was about 18 years old, and we'll have our 57th anniversary on the 9th of September.
Did you marry her right out of academy?
No, about a little over a year later.
Uh-huh. What was her, I remember seeing her name in a paper, and I forget what position she held.
Well, she's been president of the Garden Club. She's on the board of the Roy Theater. On the board of Awoy Theater, very active with the Garden Club things, and she's been involved in a lot of different things over the years.
Didn't she have an executive type job too?
No, she's just been a top model in the state.
Oh, super!
She retired at 60 when she said that it was still her idea.
That's a kick. Your children, can you name them all?
I'm pretty sure I can.
Start from the top.
Well, the oldest one is Charles Beckman Swanson. He was born in 1951. I think that's right.
We can always verify.
50.
Can always verify.
Number two is William Bradshaw Swanson. He was born a couple of years later. Then came a daughter, Ann Beverly Swanson. Same name as her mother. That's not hard to remember. And the last one, John, came along 10 years later. His name is John Westwood Swanson.
Where'd they all go to school in Hawaii? Or did they go to school in Hawaii?
Well, all of them at one point in time went to Punahou. Yeah. The oldest, the two boys, 7th and 8th grade and 5th and 6th grade. Daughter, her sophomore, junior, and senior year. And John had 12 years.
At Punahou?
At Punahou.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
That was, of course, after I was out of the Navy.
Yeah. Where are all your children scattered now?
Well, three are on the East Coast, one up in Maine, Harpswell, Maine, married, no children, two dogs. Number one son down in New Haven, Connecticut area, he has three children, Charles Beckman Swanson, Jr., Peter Gargis Swanson, and Elizabeth Lees Swanson. Their daughter is married to Dan Bancroft and lives in Newton, Massachusetts, and she has three children, Elizabeth Hardy Bancroft and Benjamin. I can't remember Benjamin's middle name. Benjamin
we'll fill
David,
it in later.
I think, Bancroft. And Lillian Wade Bancroft. And that's the whole gang.
That's all the grandchildren, huh? And where your children are. So, you have no children.
Number three son is on the West Coast in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, okay. Nobody here.
Nobody here.
Yeah. Like us.
They all went to school on the East Coast or in the Midwest and have chosen not to come back.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's get back to you. You were born where, when, and to who?
Well, in Canyon City, Colorado, to Oscar Bernadotte Swanson and Beatrice Gale Swanson. 1927, 25 August.
Where did you, you went to high school where? What did your dad do?
My father was a retail dry goods man.
Okay.
Private business.
So he was stable.
Oh, yeah.
So to speak, stable.
He moved from Canyon City when I was a year old to Delta, Colorado, where I was raised.
Uh-huh. And you left from Delta to go to the academy.
At the ripe old age of 17, I went back east and hadn't returned for very long since.
Super. did your mother work, too?
No.
Yeah. Any siblings?
None.
You're the only child?
Only child.
Oh, spoiled to hell. Holy cats, I'm tailing a seven. What are you doing presently to get your, keep yourself out of mischief?
Well, I recently moved into Kahala Nui Continuous Care Retirement Community. And upon moving in, I resigned from the chairman of the board of the organization after spending several years in the development and hiring a developer and watching it come to fruition. I'm very proud of the people who brought it about and the way things have turned out.
So you're on the ground floor then?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Gosh, I remember Joyce Timpson.
Joyce was a wonderful woman. Love her dearly.
Oh, yeah. Nice gal.
Smart.
Boy, she was hawking that place like crazy.
she was very effective.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised at the number of Outrigger people that are living there. I mean, between Arcadia and Kahala Nui, I think half of the oldsters are all in those two outfits.
You're probably right.
Of course, they're different purchase schemes, though. Kahala Nui, you get your money back?
90% of your
deposit. Arcadia, I don't think you get anything back.
No, but the down payment is less.
Oh, okay. You doing any traveling?
We go to the mainland once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Been to China.
Go see your kids?
Europe. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been going to Squam Lake in New Hampshire. To a camp called Rocky Wall Deep Haven Camps, and we've had the whole family there. This will be the 25th year.
Wow.
For a week or 2 weeks.
Wow. Funny how the children have all gravitated to the East Coast. Because of jobs, basically, right?
Well, they all went to college back there.
Okay.
And married back there, and they've made their home.
Sure. They're comfortable. And here you are, comfortable in Hawaii.
No complaints. I don't miss those New England winters.
Oh, God. My dad was the same.
Well, I just am not worried about that.
Why not? You say you're going back to the mainland in May. Besides seeing the children, what are you going to be doing?
Well, I've been invited to join the official party at the commissioning of the USS Hawaii, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
That's great. What an honor. Well, Chuck, we'll wrap it up, and we'll look towards you embellishing. Aloha. Thank you much.
You're welcome, Paul.